From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Residents say Western-backed forces have begun shelling parts of West Mosul in Iraq. The shelling is in preparation for a new front against the Islamic State. Federal police forces are stationed a few kilometers south of Mosul on the west bank of the Tigris River. Sports highest court Monday rejected the appeal of former FIFA president Sepp Blatter against a six-year ban, signaling the end of his efforts to clear his name. The 80-year-old former football power broker was ousted over a 2 million Swiss franc payment to the UEFA boss, Michel Platini, which the Court of Arbitration for Sport called an undue gift that could not be justified. Blatter, meanwhile, called the verdict incomprehensible, but also acknowledged that he has come to the end of the road in his fight to clear his name. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout. Mr. Renzi says in his comments, "I didn't succeed, and it's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even if I have a lump in my throat." The referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's banking system. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry kicked off a European farewell tour Monday. It comes 6 weeks before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The top American diplomat is visiting Germany and Brussels. He is to stress the importance of transatlantic ties before the Trump team takes office. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukio Amano warned Monday that nuclear terrorists can strike anywhere. His comments come at the start of a week-long ministerial conference on preventing the misuse of radioactive materials and attacks on facilities. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a seven-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. With the Turkish lira this year's worst-performing emerging market currency, Turkey's president has declared a patriotic war in support of the currency. The move is causing unease. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Turkish lira has fallen more than 10% in the past month, adding to a year of heavy losses. And President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the currency crisis is the latest plot to unseat him. A failed coup took place in July, and Erdogan is warning that what conspirators could not achieve with tanks are now trying by financial means. He calls Sunday for all Turkish patriots to act.
Bir dolarla satın aldıkları, 40 sene boyunca beyinlerini yıkadıkları,
those who keep dollar or euro currency under their mattress should come and turn them into liras or gold, he said. Pro-government media have accused those who bought foreign currency of conspiring against the president. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Nigeria's presidency Monday accused aid groups of exaggerating the food crisis sparked by the Boko Haram insurgency, accusing them of merely trying to drum up donations. The Charity to Save the Children, meanwhile, estimates that 4.7 million children in the northeast of the country need food assistance, with some 400,000 children at imminent risk of starvation. Over 1,300 migrants have been rescued from the Mediterranean over the past 48 hours, with 16 bodies recovered, according to the Italian Coast Guard Monday. On Sunday, an Italian Coast Guard ship discovered 11 bodies on a boat. Meanwhile, a commercial vessel intervening at another boat found three dead. The music icon Bob Dylan won't be at the Nobel Prize ceremony this week to accept his award, but he has sent along a speech to be read aloud, according to the Nobel Foundation, on Monday. The 75-year-old, whose lyrics have influenced generations of fans, has had a subdued response to the honor. He has remained silent for weeks following the news in October that he had won the prize for literature. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.